The other night, I was reading a story, a horror story, in Braille, and I was.
While I was talking,
hold on. So it was Kim and I, and the other night I was reading a horror story in Braille, and I looked up and I was like, "Something bad is about to happen. I can feel it."
That's the one.
Welcome to Intermission, a show about anything and everything band related, proving that band is fun. My name's Kim Shuttlesworth.
And I'm Riaz Muhammad.
In today's episode of We're Back, we tell you where we've been.
It's Wednesday.
We're back from the land of the...
The dead.
Dead, yeah.
Listen, we know we haven't been here in a while. We don't even actually remember the last time we did this, but last night we were at a booster meeting slash dinner, and they were all asking us to podcast.
Yeah. So this one is going to be for Carissa Sierra.
It's true.
We promised.
And Esther Brooks, she asked about it too.
Yeah.
They ask, and so this is going to be our episode. We're going to talk about...
Where we've been
and what we've been doing.
Not that we've been anywhere. We just haven't been here on a microphone.
It's true. I've been on the microphone as I was the tour guide for the dance show.
Yeah.
So I had to do some voiceovers there. But anyhow, so how's your day today? Let's just start there.
I mean, it was fine before I walked through the door. Why don't you go ahead and tell the people why?
Okay. So this.
Well, before we start.
Okay.
We should start with my story.
Yes, your story can start.
So at this point, about 2 months ago, me and my fiance Kim were talking about how I got pranked with the Most Mates t-shirts.
Yeah. Correct.
So we started brainstorming how we could get you back. So
I love that it's a we now. Oh, we can get you back. Oh. I love that she's attached onto this.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So... My clever thought was to buy...
She said it was her idea.
Well, okay. Our clever thought...
There you go. You're learning.
...was to go on Amazon and buy these miniature little plastic ducks. I don't know. How big would you do you think
half
those
an inch
are?
At best.
Yeah. 200 of them. And so it started... I can't remember exactly when I started, but over the course of 6 weeks, I started putting little yellow ducks all over your office... Mm-hmm. And it took her 6 weeks to notice.
But why did it take me 6 weeks?
Well, because I didn't put them all out at once. It was just like 50 every other day.
And then I was
super
working
subtle.
Extremely long hours.
True. The student teachers noticed it before you did.
And everyone noticed it before I did. And I was like, I don't know. And I thought it was a senior prank.
Yeah, because I played it off pretty well.
He did. Until your finest moment.
I'm engaged to a Kim, and I work with a Kim. Mm-hmm. So when I get on Snapchat and record me putting the ducks in the office, and I send it to Kim, but I don't check which Kim it goes to, I ruined my own prank.
He did. So I was in the car talking to our best friend where I get this snap. Riaz doesn't snap me very often. He normally just puts something on his story.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't really snap people. And so I was like, oh my gosh, why is he snapping me? Well, then.
I'm so mad.
I open it while I'm talking to our best friend. And I'm like, 198 and two are going to go in her car. I was like, what?
I could have played that.
This guy is the one that's doing it because I really thought it was the seniors.
Yeah, I'm a good liar.
Uh-huh. No, you're not.
Yes,
obviously,
I am.
Obviously, you're a horrible liar.
No, that wasn't a lie. I just ruined it. I could have kept going.
So then I put him on a three-way call. And I was like, Riaz, why are you putting two ducks in my car? And then he, expletive, was so mad at himself.
I'm still mad. It's been 3 weeks. But if you ever come to cop, they're going to stay up.
Yeah, I'm going to leave them. There's there's a couple in the air vent.
Yeah, you have to really look.
Which are nice. And so, you know, I found out about it. And so I thought, okay, I'm really tired. I don't want to get him back.
Huh.
You know, and then I had just the slightest burst of energy. last week to shop on Amazon. And I thought, you know, he gave me 200 ducks. He gave me 200 ducks. What could I do? So what I decided to order with the kids, because he has his wife, but I have the band.
No. Do not involve the children in this long term, because they will suffer.
Okay, whatever. So I had, we put 300 soldiers, miniature soldiers out. Along with, I raised him his 200 yellow ducks to 200 glow-in-the-dark ducks.
They're cute.
They are cute, aren't they?
Yeah, one's going in my car.
Yeah, super, super cute ducks. So anyhow, had that expressed. I decided not to tell my father because I thought he would tell me. You.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I hid it from him. He's like, you have a package from Amazon. I was like, don't open it.
Yeah, him and I are like this.
Yeah, I understand. I understand where loyalty is right now.
Yeah.
So anyhow, didn't tell my dad. So last night after the booster dinner, I was like, oh, y'all ready to go? Let's go. Because I had already set up a time with a couple of kids to help me.
Punk kids.
Yeah. So he walks in today. I have video of it. He walks in today and everyone's just waiting. And literally World War IV is what we were calling it. Ducks versus men.
Where's three?
Well, I figured three probably is really going to happen sometime. So we'll just go with four is the animated one.
Okay.
We were even going to make a sign that says entering World War IV.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. I mean, like, listen, these toy soldiers also have Humvees and rockets and what are those?
Spaceship things?
Those are rockets.
Oh, they look like spaceships.
Those are missiles.
I don't know. I didn't really look at it.
But just for their final touch, every duck drove one of them.
Yeah.
So ducks are in these SUVs driving around. Ducks are on the They don't have thumbs. So they're beak. They'll get it with their beak. But anyhow. So we got him today. And so he's a little over it. And I think he's over it because he spoiled his own prank.
Yes. Yeah, that makes it more infuriating. But the silver lining in all this is I don't have a desk space. So
it's true.
I guess I can't work today.
I put things all over the things you work on.
It's everywhere.
Listen, it was my own thing. You're forced to hang out with me. You're forced now.
Okay.
And I tracked him like a psycho.
Yeah, I guess I gotta go home.
I tracked him and I was like, oh, he's pulling in. Oh, he's parked. And I was also coming in and out, pretending I was on my phone to see if you were parked yet. And so we had a whole plan. Listen, I always think ahead.
Okay.
So.
I see you.
Happy May.
Okay.
So it's been about a year, so I thought it was worth it. It's been about a year. We've done pretty
well. Don't worry. Your time's coming. And I'm going to force the children to pick sides, because now they're also guilty by association.
Well, so. You do know that I will get most of them. Because I control the grades, right?
Okay.
Don't worry. I already know what my next thing is.
No. Let me stop you right there.
Because it's going to annoy you so much. I've already planned ahead. But anyhow, listen, yesterday we made slime.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys doing in your classes?
So here at Coppell, which is, I think, I don't know that I would say unique, but when we test at Coppell, we test at Coppell.
We don't mess around with testing.
No. There are 4,700 AP tests being administered.
That's not even including IB tests, but yeah.
Yeah. We're also an IB campus, so kids are in and out taking those tests and AP tests.
They have tests on EOC, the day of graduation.
Yep, yeah. EOC tests. So we haven't had a full class.
The month of May. 15 days.
Yeah, far. Yeah.
And
yesterday I had 12 kids in my band.
I had some seniors, not all of them, but some, because a lot of them did IB. And so we asked the question yesterday, how many are testing tomorrow?
And like the entire class
basically
raised their hand
except for like 10 seniors. I was like, well, all right. And then the seniors were like, can we make slime?
Yeah, cross curriculum.
Exactly. We wanted to make sure that we are still enhancing student learning.
Yes.
Right.
But realistically, like watching these kids be so frantic about these tests, like if they're running 4 minutes late, they're literally running down the hallway.
Right.
To get to where they need to be. And just watching them be so stressed gives me anxiety, and I don't know that I have anxiety.
Yeah.
So it's nice to kind of press pause a little bit and do some more like fun things with them.
Yeah.
Like making slime.
Yeah. Or yeah. Watching them play games and
yes.
Do all the things.
What's the thing they want you to play? Ninja?
Listen, does it look like I'm a ninja? I'm more like a fruit ninja. That's about it. I don't have those skill sets. I just remember that fruit ninja game. He was kind of big.
It's just swipe. There's no mask. Is there a mascot?
I thought there was.
Oh.
I just imagine he eats a lot of watermelon. He's got to be plump.
Stop talking.
Meanwhile, our Brandon is teaching band.
Yeah.
And we're just like this. No, we're not teaching today. Because I think it's okay. And I think people need to know that sometimes the kids need to chill out, and so do you.
Yes, but Mr. Slovak is the one that does the most here. So we'll be teaching next week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Let's give him a hand. But anyhow, so what we have done in the past, I don't know, since UIL.
I'm pretty sure the last episode we recorded was before UIL.
I think it was pre-UIL, but I think it's been a very long time. We did, so we have a student teacher episode that we haven't posted that we'll post up, but because we did it and then we got extremely busy, and so we couldn't do it. But so we had UIL, we hosted it, everyone did a fantastic job.
Yep.
On their programs, and then we allowed, because we had three student teachers this year have done exceptional work, so we let them basically take over spring concert music,
yeah.
With exception to kind of the stuff we did, and they prepared their own pieces. They got to work with almost every single band,
mm-hmm.
And then all of them got to work with my group, so they all had a piece there. And I think it was fun, and you know, then they graduated and they still came back, you know.
Yeah, with a spring concert, I don't know if we've talked about how we wanted to program that, but it kind of turned into, let's just do whatever we want to play, but everyone did some sort of movie-themed piece.
Or musical,
or
yeah.
Or musical piece. Second band did Star Wars. That is hard.
Yes.
There's an arrangement out. It was the...
third episode. Right?
Episode three. Arrangement by Robert W. Smith. And it sounds legit.
Yeah.
Like John Williams wrote it. But it is hard. It is hard.
Harry Potter I did.
Yeah.
It was Robert W. Smith. It was hard.
Yeah. So he has a series of these symphonic suites.
Yeah.
And it they're legit. So you should play those.
Yeah. I do miss his. I will miss his writing. That's for sure. But yeah. Well, a long time ago, I was like, let's just all do movies or musicals or something, mm-hmm. You know. And so I got on J.W. Pepper, and it's, you know, it's a scary day when I get on J.W. Pepper because I'll just start buying, you know.
Didn't we buy a whole bunch of stuff?
Did.
I haven't seen anything.
Oh, I've been putting it in the library logged.
Who's going to catalog them?
You. Isn't that what you do? No?
Yeah, but
I'll work on it.
Okay.
I'll try to get better at it. A lot of it's digital, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, we bought we did Jurassic Park.
Fourth Band, yeah. I couldn't find a dinosaur in time.
I had the dinosaur.
Well.
And no one would wear it.
That's true.
And then we had Frozen.
Third Band did Howl's Moving Castle.
Howl's Moving Castle. I decided, so I was still going on Honor Band,
mm-hmm.
Recording for Texas, which I'll talk about in just a second. So, but the kids really wanted to have a true spring concert. Yeah. So they agreed to continue the honor band, but also they wanted to play musical stuff. And so we did Harry Potter Symphonic Suite, the Robert W. Smith one. And then we did three things from the West Side Story. We did Officer Krupke, Somewhere, and Mambo. And then we ended with Les Miserables soundtrack. And it was funny. My concert was funny.
Yes. The G. Officer Krupke had a featured soloist.
It did.
I did not know.
That didn't exist in the original, but I think it's well worth the ad.
We should write that in. Our percussion director.
So it calls for a police siren.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a police siren. So originally, we had a kid screaming like a baby, going, wah! Like, little, seriously, he was pretty good. I was going to give him 10 bucks if he did it in general, right? I was going to bribe him. But here comes Randall with his little, like, little whatever that thing was.
Hold on, I'll play a recording. Keep going.
And so he did it in class, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. So we get to the concert, and he does it, and then I'm feeling like, let's just have fun tonight, and whatever, it's going to be what it's going to be. This is about finishing out the year. And so I just let him do it as much as he wanted, and I kind of egged it on.
Kind of egged it on. You're like, go, go. You stood up and gave the man cues.
Oh, that's true. I did. So maybe I was, you know, I thought it was musical integrity.
I can't get it.
I was trying to keep the musical integrity of the piece going.
Oh, my God.
So, but there's one time it was like, whoop. He had it sticking in there. So it was good. I thought he did a great job with it.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of laughs during my concert in particular because our kids, like we talked about, they have testing. So the very first time that we played through anything as a group was on stage that night. And I told the parents that. I was like, fair warning. We are still good musicians. We just haven't seen each other in a while. And so I was like, what you hear is going to be a surprise to me too, guys. So let's just go.
I don't think I ran the program in one sitting for second base.
No, absolutely not. No. But
until that night,
when the horns got to the Harry Potter, yom bom bum.
Listen, I had to relocate because I was sitting backstage because I was in the splash zone.
Yeah, you did move.
Yeah, I needed to.
You did move for that part of it, and then the front row flutes just start cackling, and I was just like, stop laughing, stop laughing. But then it's about. They still did a nice job with it, but it was
fun. It was fun.
It was really funny. That concert was fun, and the kids looked like they were having a good time, and that's all that really mattered to me.
And we still have 2 weeks to go.
No, we don't.
A week and a half. It's Wednesday.
We have Thursday, Friday. Uh-huh. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday. You said Tuesday.
I know, but here, let's talk about this for a second. Because y'all have been correcting me on saying Tuesday, and the kids yesterday, they said they say Tuesday.
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 Yes, but no.
What was I saying?
No. Pause. When I say Tuesday.
Yeah?
I say Tuesday. When you say Tuesday and you're not paying attention, it comes out Tuesday.
Yeah, I want you to choose a better day. Tuesday. Is that better?
Yeah, keep going.
I've been...
And for the record, I've only made fun of you twice for doing that. The kids pick up on it.
They're like, Michelle's Earth, why are you enunciating so well? I said Tuesday, and they're just like, wait, is that how you say Tuesday? And I said, I've been corrected for 6 weeks. I'm not really sure how to say it. I'm 41 years old, and now they're finally telling me I've been saying the word wrong.
Let your East Texas flag fly.
Listen, sometimes it does. You missed it at the concert. I couldn't pronounce something for Brandon. I was like, I looked over Brandon and said, what is the name of this piece? And the crowd starts laughing. And looked over and said, East Texas, you guys know this about me. And everyone just starts cackling.
I can't believe you've never seen Star Wars. When you said that out loud, I forgot that you're not a Star Wars person.
I'm not.
And Katie is so disappointed in you.
That's fine. She'll get over it. She's fine. But anyhow, so we had our spring concerts, and now we have solo contests this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we might do some marching band. I'm not really sure I'm ready for it. I'm trying to mentally prepare myself to jump into that.
No.
But right now, I am currently trying to decide which honor band recordings to use.
I haven't decided.
On mine?
Yeah, which one's my favorite. But let's talk about honor band.
Okay. I have this epiphany.
Okay.
I think a lot of people take the process, and I will say that I was a part of a lot of people, and maybe, you know, even some to this year, but I think I came to the conclusion in the last month or so that if we approach honor band from a different mindset, maybe there would be a better appreciation for the process. So from an outsider, from maybe, you know, I don't know. When you look at Texas honor band system, it's like you're looking for perfection,
mm-hmm.
right? And you feel as a director that you have to get this perfect recording. And if it's not perfect, it's not worth even the process of honor band. I'll tell you what, I thought that for a very long time, that's really what I was having to do. And I don't know if it was just going through the process of learning Firebird or realizing how far the kids had come in a year. I just kind of woke up and I said, why can't it just be a process about appreciation for the work that the kids have done? You know, like, why do I have to agonize over, you know, every single miss or every, you know, why do I have to nitpick 16-year-old kids, you know, and 17-year-old kids? And I think about it because I've judged at the state level and I've judged at the area and region levels. And, you know, I try to remember that they're just kids and that if this was my band, what would I, you know, I would be proud of this and this is something, you know, to accomplish. And so, you know, there's not really a rubric for honor band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go in and you play it and they pick, you know, who they like, you know. And when you think about it in that capacity, like, my hope is that everyone can view their work in totality. And no one is perfect, nor is, you know, you think about recordings that you hear, reference recordings. I mean, I've been through two recordings for CDs, and you play a chunk to a chunk over and over until it's right, and then you take certain takes from certain places, and then
they piece it together.
And that's a machine doing that.
Yep.
That's not a human, you know, doing that. The human is playing what they can play, and then the engineer is correcting it. And so that's why they don't want you doing that in the honor band process, which is fine. So I think the mindset of us trying to find a perfect recording needs to change. It's just what I think. I think my personal opinion is sit there and appreciate that kids took risk and that you as a director took a risk in trying to expose them into the literature, you know, and they performed it. And if you're proud of it and if your kids are proud of it, put it in. You know, celebrate. I think the whole word honor band is honor your kids. Like, I think that's the way I want to approach it. And if you win, congratulations, you win, you know, and you get to showcase your kids. And that's fantastic. You know, and I'm going to go to the honor band process, the concert, and I'm going to celebrate those kids because that's what it's about. Not to like go to the concert and then judge it.
Yeah.
You know.
And like people are so different, and I'm sure that there are people out there who view it like that, but there are also people on the opposite end of the spectrum, because anytime I've walked into an honor band listening, it's this like really serious, uptight thing, and people operate differently. Like no one is relaxed in that setting.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, like, it's out of your hands. There's no, like, you know what the recording sounds like. There's no need to be nervous. Like, you know your recording. You know where you probably stand.
Right.
So, I don't know. But that being said, I'm not a director who has an organization in the honor band process. So, like, I haven't lived that. So, I couldn't tell you from experience.
And I think what people are saying right now is I'm trying to figure out my pieces. I'm not trying to pick the piece that I think is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All of the recordings that we took are good. They're exceptional.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to probably let the kids pick. I mean, I sent it to them. They get a vote. I think it's important that everyone be proud of what they submit. I sent it off to my friends, obviously. And they're like, so which one do you like? And I said, I like them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about the perfect one at this point. For me, it's just like someone else pick it because I can't. Because I'm happy with all of them. They are not perfect. There are mistakes. But in totality, they're all good.
They're all good in so many different ways. It's so hard to pick. That's why I still haven't decided. Because there's just really good things about all of them.
Right. And am I going to get mad about a kid missing a note or a frack?
It's not worth it. It happens.
You can sit there and you're going to hear it, and you're going to hear it 10 times louder than someone else is going to hear it. You know, and so I'm trying to remind myself of that. I'm trying to remind the kids of that, you know, because I don't want them to turn into those little, you know, into that. It has to be perfect too. I want them to just enjoy the musical aspect of it. And so in the experience of it all, so that it took some turning for me because I think I was probably on the wrong side of it for a while. Because I feel the pressure that it has to be a certain way. And I don't know. I don't know what changed, but it was more of like I just kind of woke up and I said, you know, our kids are great, and let's just celebrate the fact that our kids are great. Yeah. What is he playing on?
I was trying to figure that out. And predetermine what we're doing for the next class, since we both teach. So.
Oh, yeah.
As in him and I.
Are you trying to call me out right now?
No. I was explaining for the microphone.
Oh, understood.
Because people can interpret you and me, but that's not this next period.
Oh, yeah. So you get a little sad when it's just not you, when it's not you and me.
Yeah, because he makes me do things.
Aren't you in charge?
Brandon, hold me accountable. And I don't like it.
I don't hold you accountable. I hold you hostage.
Spit all over this microphone.
So, anyhow, that's the Honorman process.
Send help. Huh?
That's the Honorman process for me. I'm trying to get us back on track, and I'm not doing very well. So we have graduation band.
Practice next week.
Just one time.
Yeah.
And that'll be done.
Most of those kids have played it, though.
Yeah. We have two graduations next week. New Tech and the big one. I'm
our campus?
Our campus, CHS. Yeah, CHS. Yeah. I'm going to miss the senior class.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I probably will cry. I think you'll tear up on some of them.
Nah, get them out of here.
You say that now.
Yeah, no, I remember when they were sophomores when we first got here. Mm-hmm. They were super welcoming.
They were. They're so bubbly. Yeah. We stole that from them, I feel like. I'm just kidding. They're still bubbly. But
hopes and dreams get shattered sometimes. And that's okay. They need to learn that.
We're teaching them.
I'm kidding.
They're
great people.
They are. And I hope that they do exceptional things with their life.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
You think so?
I'm not going to Stanford, so yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to go cure some kind of cancer.
Microbiology. President of the world.
Yeah, I can see it now. But listen, the children are entirely here. They're just so intelligent here. But let me tell you what they can't do. They have no idea what a four-function calculator is.
Oh, my God.
Or how to use it.
Okay.
Go for it.
I totally forgot about this.
I did not.
What test was it? Calculus?
Macroeconomics.
Sure.
Calculus with a four-function calculator.
I don't know. Listen, I hate math. But anyway, these kids come in panicking.
Like right at lunch.
Yeah, they can't use their T9 calculators. They have to have a four-function calculator.
Michelle's work. Mr. Moe, do you guys have a four-function calculator? And I was like, we might have some around here because we used to host region band.
Yeah, and back before everything was digital, you had to, for the newer children,
right.
I guess, in the profession, you had to have your own little, literally a four-function calculator.
You know what? There are some old school people that still bring that calculator with them.
Yeah.
I know one in particular, Carol.
That's true. So we have a drawer full of them in our workroom.
Because Scott Mason probably needed seven at once.
There are a ton.
Tons. There's gigantic ones.
So I run into the workroom and I literally pull out a fistful out of the drawer and just start advertising. I'm standing in the middle of the hallway. Who needs a four-function calculator?
But then what did we have to do?
Teach them how to use a calculator.
And then they can't. We'd say, make sure there's good lighting.
Yeah,
and so
they're like,
holding,
what?
They're holding it up to the light.
It needs to charge.
It was
I literally had to say to a child, show me 2 + 2. Do that math.
And then clear it out.
Yeah. They literally went 2 plus.
Right.
Technology has failed you.
Yes. Yes.
I've never felt so old, though.
Right.
Than in that process.
And I was like, show it to me again.
Yeah. And okay, now clear it.
Can you show me multiplication?
Can you turn it off?
Clear it out.
Very good.
It says off. And they're just like, okay.
Mind's blown.
And I had cute little notes with the calculators on my desk. Like, thanks for letting me use it. Thanks for showing me how to use it.
That's cute.
It was funny. But yeah, our children have no idea what a four-function calculator is.
But they're going to go save the world.
They are. I have no
doubt. Not with a 4-function calculator.
Yeah, they're going to invent a 5-function calculator or something. I don't know. Or 2-function. But anyhow, it was definitely an event. And we just kind of said, how many people need a 4-function calculator are about to go this macro test? And the band kids are like,
me.
And then they didn't have pencils or pen. You know how many people came in and said, do you have a blue pen?
You'd have thought it was a matter of life or death for them. Because the looks on their faces.
And the running.
When we were like, we have calculators.
Yes.
It was like Christmas.
It's true. It's like the ice cream truck. Maybe that's just how I acted.
You're a fat kid. Present company. Included. I'm here for attendance. We need to stop.
Yes. Which is still delirious. But anyhow, that's what our weeks have been like. I hope you guys have had that kind of week, but we're not functioning at all. We've had auditions, and I need to make decisions about that. We should probably talk about
and
that.
And leadership.
We've done leadership. We've done a lot of stuff. We front-ended everything.
And banquet.
Oh, we did do banquet, too. Guys, we've been gone a minute. A hot minute.
So it's probably been a month.
Or more. Could be 6 weeks. We'll go back and check. But we're really sorry about it. But we are here, and we'll do a final episode live with the kids, I think, in the band hall.
Sure.
Yeah. Next week, because their number one request is, can we do a live show?
We were supposed to do this during class.
We're not going to tell them.
We'll do that. Well, yeah, next week.
Yeah, we're not going to tell them, because there's a lot of people testing today.
Yeah, okay.
Deal. But anyhow, we hope that you are surviving May.
Wait. They listen to this.
Huh?
They listen to this, so they're going to know.
It's true, and we apologize, but we're still not going to tell you.
Wrap it up. I can't.
I assume everyone is like this right now.
Thanks for listening and sticking around, everybody.
We promise we'll get better. All right. Bye, friends. Bye.